you cannot put a gate on a county road. Now, there's existing gates there, which I don't think they were ever used too often. I was up there one evening last week looking at it, and then the gate was closed that evening. But it was the only time ever I seen it closed. But you're not allowed to put a gate on a county road. And the fence that they're proposing is not in keeping with the area, a wooded area, a special protection area, an SPA there beside it, or a special protection area, and an SAC, it's on a special area of conservation. And as I said, I think it's knee-jerk reaction to the ETB, and they've gone the wrong way about this. I'm not aware of any consultation at all. I'd landed done, and that's what put people's backs up and gave them grave concerns about what was going on there. And I think that they should, at this stage, if they do not get planning permission, which I don't believe they should get, and I don't believe they will get, because there are a lot of things to be answered there yet, they should come back and consult with the local community. The local community is not stopping, but their main aim is to protect children that's going to be in there using the facilities. And other people will be using the facilities, not just children, but it's to protect them, and rightly so, but I think they're going the wrong way about it. And I think if they come back and work with the local community, meet them, they can come to an agreement, an arrangement, that they will be able to do something down there, that will be able to protect anybody that does use the facilities, and at the same time will be in keeping with the area, and will keep open a route that people have walked for years and years.